بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد الحمد لله In the month of Ramadan, we emphasize the importance of istiqamat after the month of Ramadan, especially during the last 10 nights. How important it is that after the month of Ramadan, we should continue our dhikr, our tilawat, our salat, our ibadat, even though it may not be the quantity of how we did in the month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan comes with its ronak, its beauty. Allah Ta'ala gives each person a greater isti'adat, capability during the month of Ramadan. Because the mahol, the environment is such, full of anwarat, barakat, and people just observing others making ibadat, then we ourselves also get attracted and also are spurred on to increase our ibadat. In the night also, masjid is full, people engage in tahajjud salat. So even if somebody didn't have an intention to read tahajjud by looking at others, then he was prompted and spurred on and given targheeb to even read tahajjud salat and enjoy his sajda and du'as and dhikr and tilawat and the roza. After the month of Ramadan, we have to continue still because we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only worshipped in the month of Ramadan, but every single day of our life. Allah is our ma'bud, Allah is our malik, Allah is our raziq, Allah is our mawla. And this heart of ours requires continuous polishing, cleansing, servicing. If we now begin to neglect this heart, which we shone and we polished so well in the month of Ramadan, and we made it bright and shining, if we are now going to neglect this heart, then we are going to find ourselves becoming lazy. We're going to find ourselves becoming very easily falling into sin and becoming the prey of nafs and shaitan. We will then become, our heart will become enveloped with darkness. Then we will feel miserable again. We will find ourselves moving away from the masjid. And we won't have that shock and the zeal and the eagerness to make the ibadah that we were doing in the month of Ramadan. And the mashayikh and scholars give an example of a mirror. Take a mirror and you leave it out in the open, open to all type of the elements, the wind, the sand, the storms, the rain, leave it in the field, neglected. You just discard it, you throw it away. And the sun's rays shine on it all the time. And the rain falls on it. There's dust, wind. After some time, you'll find that this mirror will become rusted. Rust will creep in. It won't be shining anymore. And if somebody picks it up after years or after some long duration of time, it will look ugly. It won't look bright and shining. If a person has looked at his face in that mirror, he will see a very ugly appearance. So this heart of ours should not be thrown away like a mirror, left and exposed to all type of the elements, the sun and the moon and the rain and the wind and the storm. But it needs to be cleansed all the time. It needs to be serviced. It needs to be purified. This heart requires tazkiyah all the time. Ulama give an example, another example of an animal. A person has a horse, for example. Or you have a goat or a sheep. And it is time now for Bakrid, for example. And you brought the animal to your house. And it's still another 2 more weeks for Eidul Adha. And you leave this animal neglected. You don't feed it anything. You don't give it any water to drink. You just leave it alone in the outside. What will happen? It will become lean. It will become very thin. It will become sick. And such an animal then will not be suitable even for Qurbani. Similar is the condition of the heart. It requires its regular spiritual nourishment. It requires its food. like how you give the feed to the animal, this heart also requires its food, its spiritual food. And that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the durood that we read. That is the tawbah, the istighfar, the tilawat of the Qur'an, the salat, and the various ibadah that we make. All these things are bringing about the spiritual nourishment of the soul. Otherwise it will become like that discarded mirror or that animal that has been left negligent. And in doing so, the heart will be deprived of its spiritual nourishment, and immediately it will find itself then prone towards sin very easily. Very easily it will fall into sin. Very easily it will become enticed by nafs and shaitan. And this heart will not enjoy coming to the masjid or being in a dini environment or to hear some nice dini nasihat or read a good Islamic book or literature or looking at some masla masail or learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem. But it will find itself drawn towards haram, drawn towards filth, drawn towards masiyat and sin, towards casting lustful glances at haram, or towards watching the television, towards missing a person's salat, towards socializing with friends and just wasting our precious time and monies and making israf. There won't be any Allah consciousness. It won't have the taqwa. In fact, it will then be guided by shaitan and taken further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it is imperative that we continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, we may not do it in the quantity how we were doing the month of Ramadan, because we had freed ourselves more for the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Now we are back to work, responsibilities, we could see to so many things. But there has to be the time that we dedicate for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to develop in ourselves this true tazkiyah, the spirituality, this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'iyyat of Allah ta'ala. So even when we are with our friends, and sometimes we may be light-hearted, but immediately we make tawbah istighfar, immediately we turn our attention and gaze to Allah ta'ala, we don't become ghafil. Because ghaflat will take a person further away from Allah, and he will trespass, and he will go beyond the bounds and limitations of Sharia. Like a person explains, he says, what does ghaflat do? You are traveling from here to Cape Town, for example. It's a long road, route, and you know that there are certain landmarks or certain boards that you are looking for, that you must take the turn and move in that direction. And so you're conscious about it. So you're moving and you're driving your vehicle. But suddenly, just before that point where you're supposed to take the turn and be conscious of that board, that sign, you begin talking to your friends, or you engage in the cell phone or something, and for a few seconds you became ghafil, and you forgot to watch for that signboard, and you passed that signboard, and instead of turning right, you continued in the direction, and you continue, and you continue, and you continue, and you think that that turn will still come in front. Only after hours later you realize that you took the wrong road. Now you got to go back onto the other road, find an off-ramp, and then you come all the way back and find your route again. So this is what ghaflat does. Few seconds of ghaflat, and your destination becomes now further. You would have reached much more quicker and more easily, but now few minutes of ghaflat, and this is the consequence of it. You have to go all the way back and find the right road again. And now you're going to be so vigilant and so conscious that you don't make the same mistake again. So this is it. There's so many examples of ghaflat. The person, the air controller of the tower for the flights that are landing and taking off. The person in charge there, or those persons who are observing those flights, and they are in contact with the pilots of the different flights, they have to be so alert. A few seconds of ghaflat, negligence, will cause planes to crash. Ourselves, in our lives, there's so many times when we become ghafil, and because of ghaflat, we slip, and we go to pay for those consequences. My respected Ustad Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib gives a beautiful example, and we heard this many times, that the mother is frying samosas and she's got the boiling pot full of hot oil and she has thrown in the samosas there and ready to be prepared for some visitors that are coming, and the pot has a handle which is just sticking out of the stove, and suddenly she has to see to some or answer the telephone. The phone rings and she becomes occupied and engaged in that conversation, not knowing that little child or grandchild goes to the kitchen, very curious. He sees his pot, sees the handle, and he tries to see what's inside, and he tips that entire pot over and it falls on him, boiling hot oil. And can you imagine what happens to the child? He gets burnt. This is because of ghaflat of the mother or the grandmother. Few seconds of ghaflat, and now she has to pay the price of her negligence. So in a similar way, when we become ghaflat of our nafs and shaitan, we become ghaflat of this, the ruh that we have and the soul that requires its nourishment, then nafs and shaitan will prompt us and take us far away, a long route. And then we have to come back and find somebody to guide us. And it is painful, it takes longer to reach our destination. We could have reached so much more quickly, so much more easily, but then because of ghaflat, now we've got to go pee and go through all these difficulties. Now we've got to see to the child and dress the wounds, and that whole dawat goes, there's chaos and everything, everybody is in panic. A similar thing happens to a person when he is a salik and he becomes ghafil. And therefore we have these gatherings so that we remind one another. We remind ourselves. We have an Allah. We have an Allah that we have to turn to. We have to be mindful of Allah Ta'ala all the time. We have to be conscious of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If we be ghafil of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then it will be to our detriment. Then we have to face the consequence of that ghaflat. May Allah Ta'ala keep us bedar all the time, alert. We have our goal in front. And we have two enemies, nafs and shaitan. And all the time we have to be on guard. And inshallah, if we are on guard, and in good company, and remind one another, and we are sincere, we are dedicated, inshallah, we will not become ghafil, and we will reach our destination with ease. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Yasad Durus Sharif, Allahumma salli wa sallam.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us a pure life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make tazkiyah for our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Allahumma ahdi nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله عافنا من في رمضان. يا الله grant us استقامت. يا الله grant us توفيق of making your ibadat correctly. يا الله. يا الله give us a strong iman. Give us توفيق of أعمال صالحة. يا الله. Protect us from haram. يا الله. Don't make us become tempted. يا الله. By nafs and shaitan. يا الله. Don't make our nafs seduce us towards haram. يا الله. Make us be strong and firm on taqwa. يا الله. Grant us istiqamat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah. Allahumma arhamna bi tarkil ma'asi, wa la tushqina bi ma'asiyatik. Ya Allah, we want your special mercies with us all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require you, my Allah. We require your assistance, my Allah. Envelop us, Ya Allah, with your rahmat, my Allah. Don't make us become ghafil, my Allah. Don't make us become absent-minded and negligent, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become aware and wary of nafs and shaitan. Make us know the ploys and tricks of nafs and shaitan so that we may protect ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from the evils of the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from the evils of the living and the dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person who has got debts, my Allah, protect him, Ya Allah. Grant him the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of paying off his debts, my Allah. Put raham in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have become weak and frail, my Allah. They are in pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that pain, my Allah. Relieve them, my Allah, from that pain, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Those who have other problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's problem, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our worries, my Allah. Remove our sorrows, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our fears that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us fear only you, my Allah. Give us yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Give us confidence and yaqeen and tawakkul and trust only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rizq, my Allah. Make our rozi become ahsan for us. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Don't make us indulge in israf, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people, my Allah, in the month of Ramadan, they obeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, came Eid, Ya Allah. And after Eid, my Allah, there are post-Eid dawats, my Allah, in which, Ya Allah, monies are just being wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have different themes, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. They are violating your Sharia, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are making israf of the halal money that they have, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are wasting it, my Allah. When our masoom children, my Allah, in Syria and in Somalia and so many other countries don't even have a decent meal. Not even a decent meal, they don't even have a piece of bread to put in their mouth. They don't even have water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, lavish parties are taking place, my Allah. In the name of your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Otherwise, you will punish us, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us to make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Don't make us fear the rebuking of any rebuker or the reproaching of any reproacher. Allah, make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become a means of haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us be astray. Don't make us make others astray, my Allah. Otherwise, you will question us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. That my deen was trampled on. The sunnah of my beloved Rasulullah was trampled on. And what did you do? Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Give our families hidayat. Give our friends hidayat. Give the ummah hidayat, my Allah. Protect us in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us security and peace, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us that close proximity with you, my Allah. That attachment and bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, give them, Ya Allah, the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Maut in Madinah Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter into Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, the entire ummat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Allah help us to establish our 5 times salah every single day, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.